Thank you. Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. Ronald Shannon Jackson died peacefully October 19th of 2013 in Fort Worth, Dallas. He was from Fort Worth. And July 7th, of 2012, he'd made a rare appearance at Fort Worth, Dallas at the Kessler Theater for the Jazz at the Kessler Theater sessions. The concert was named one of the top 10 concerts in the Fort Worth, Dallas area for 2012 by Audra Schroeder of the Dallas Observer. So we're going back and playing some of it. What we just heard was Induit from 78 with the Cecil Taylor Unit. He was a part of many different free bands. It's just incredible. And he was a drummer. And what we heard first was just a solo piece, Ronald Shannon Jackson, from we heard this from Pulse, Putting On Dog, and we heard Tears for the Earthbound. His biography is interesting, and he died at 73. So he states in his online bio, he was born and raised in Fort Worth, Texas in 1940. Both parents were music lovers. His mother played piano at St. Andrew's Methodist Church and was a school teacher. His father owned the only black-owned local record store and jukebox business. On one side of my family is Curtis Osley, who became famous as King Curtis. On the other is David Fathead Newman. I started playing drums in elementary under the clarinetist John Carter and in high school under Mr. Baxter, the same teacher who taught Ornette Coleman, Curtis Osley, Dewey Redman, John Carter, Julius Hemphill, Charles Moffett, and James Jordan. I began playing professionally in Dallas with members of the Ray Charles Band and worked in Fort Worth, Houston, New Haven, and Bridgeport before moving to New York City in 1966. I attended New York University along with alto saxophonist Renee McLean, trumpeter Charles Sullivan, bassist Abdul Malik, who had worked with Thelonious Monk. Since that time, I have performed with many legendary jazz musicians, including Charles Mingus, Betty Carter, Jackie McLean, Joe Henderson, Kenny Dorham, McCoy Tyner, Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, Ray Bryant, Stanley Turrentine, Benny Maupin, Shirley Scott, and others. I performed and recorded with three musical revolutionaries who virtually defined jazz in the 1970s, Albert Ayler, Cecil Taylor, and Ornette Coleman. I am the only musician to perform and record with all three. And he formed the Decoding Society after playing with Ornette, and I vaguely remember this, on Saturday Night Live in 1979. We're getting to various cuts by this incredible musician and drummer. And we're trying to get a little bit of his early, besides going straight into the Decoding Society. The Decoding Society in the 80s and the jazz world, and especially the underground jazz world of Austin, Texas, were at Caravan of Dreams. It's kind of hard to even state, but they were like the band. So this is Bill Laswell coming up next. This is Ensemble SXI. We'll hear the cut Voices of Thunder from Into the Outlands from 87. And this is with I need to give some more of Bill Laswell is Erieb Dieg on percussion, Ronald Shannon Jackson drums, and El Shankar there's more on this too, and we'll talk about that more, but listen to this fantastic cut and musician.
Thank you. Thank you.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
And that was Bill Laswell's SXI, Voices of Thunder from Into the Outlands. And the ensemble, besides Abe Ging and L. Shane Carr on violin and Ronald Shannon Jackson on drums, is a Korean percussion ensemble, Samu Nori. And our second cut, always a wonderment to be able to play some of the Cecil Taylor unit, but in that band was, of course, Cecil Taylor on piano with Jimmy Lyons, alto sax, Ralph Malik on trumpet, Ramsey Amin violin, Norris Jones, a.k.a. Cerrone on bass, and, of course, Ronald Shannon Jackson on drums. Next up, we're going to hear a Blues for David. This is with the Music Revelation Ensemble. And with James Blood Ulmer leading this ensemble. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. And that was with, I presume, Lawrence Butch Morris on sax with the Music Revelation Ensemble, Blues for David. And that ensemble with Ronald Shannon Jackson on drums. And Jamaluddin Takuma on bass. Of course, James Blood Armour, leader on guitar. There's a good quote I found. James Blood Armour, in a 2005 Downbeat interview, Armour opined that guitar techniques had not advanced since the death of Jimi Hendrix. He stated that technique could advance if the guitar would stop following the piano, and indicated that he tunes all of his strings to A4. Oh, yes, indeed. We're having a good time celebrating the passing of Ronald Shannon Jackson here at Passport to Modern Jazz. There's a few quotes, too, from Ronald Shannon Jackson told the New York Times in 1982, "We're coming from a world music as opposed to a one kind of beat. Everything we do has a foundation," he continues. "I think the African phrases are very obvious. I think the funk phrases are very obvious. I think the Oriental phrases are obvious. I think the Bulgarian rhythms are there. I hear all of it." Jackson's career was derailed in the 67, of course, by a lot of people by drugs. But he said in an interview in 74 that he regained his health with being introduced to Buddhism by bassist Buster Williams in 74. And this passing encounter with Ornette Coleman led to a run with Prime Time band, which there's a great couple albums, Dancing in Your Head, and it's successful. You can find it, Body Manta. So, continuing on, we'll get to, what do we have time for? Here's just a classic jazz tune. Of course, you guys all played. I played in R&B bands, played all kinds. He's from Fort Worth. So, and jazz tunes, that concert that he did in 2012, he actually opened up with a Spiral, and I was talking about that cut when everybody was listening to John Coltrane, he said. So, let's get it on. And we're listening to Now's the Time, Charlie Parker, composition by Ronald Shannon Jackson and the Decoding Society from Live in Warsaw. And that was recorded in 94 with Nicola Picossi on bass guitar. Electric guitar, we got Jeff Lee Johnson. And on saxophone here, we have James Carter's old buddy. Yeah, signifying on some bird. His passport to modern jazz. We're going to be right back after this message.